Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Bowmansville this morning. It's good to see each one of you here today as we've gathered to worship the King. Special welcome to any guests who are here worshiping with us today. We're delighted to have you with us. And also, anyone who's joining us online this morning, welcome as we gather to worship the King of Kings. Well, the Advent candles are all lit. We've celebrated the birth of Jesus a few days ago. So would you receive this call to worship this morning? The Word has become flesh. God now walks among us. Through Jesus, God is fully made known, and all who believe are the children of God, brought together to experience the unity of the whole human race. Praise be to God for the abundant love and the shalom we can now experience. Would you please join me in prayer? Our loving God, today we rejoice in the light of your word made flesh. We rejoice in the coming of Jesus and that through him you are revealed to us. Fill our hearts with love for you and for others, that we may experience the shalom that you intended for the world. Renew our spirits and empower us to worship you through Jesus and your Holy Spirit. Amen. Would you join in worshiping the King this morning?
Well, I invite you all to stand if you're able this morning as we worship.
Oh come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant.
Come forward at this time as we take as the offering is already up here. So if you didn't get a chance to put it up there, you're welcome to bring it forward at this time. This morning's offering is for the short-term missions fund.
Oh, it's gone.
The world.
Thank you for this morning that we can come here and worship you, and just pray that you'd speak through Larry this morning, and just pray that you would take this story that we all know well and have heard a lot of times and just show us something new through it this morning, that it wouldn't just feel like an old story we've heard a lot of times, but that you would show us something new and that we could appreciate how awesome it is that you sent your son as a baby to die for our sins. Amen.
Well, greetings in the name of Jesus, God's one and only Son, whose birth we just celebrated a few short days ago. I trust you all had a wonderful Christmas celebrating the birth of Jesus, and maybe it looked a little different this year than it has in the past, but that's okay. Regardless of that, I trust and pray that the joy of the Lord has filled and will continue to fill your hearts, not just in this season, but in every day that God gives you breath here on this earth. Sandy and I would like to take this opportunity to thank you as a congregation for your generosity, for all the cards, all the gifts, all your words of encouragement that you showered upon us throughout this holiday season. We are extremely grateful for your love and your kindness and your generosity. May God richly bless you for that. Also, this past week, I had the opportunity to deliver gift cards that were made possible from your generosity at the Christmas program a few Sundays ago. And every one of those gifts that I delivered, the persons receiving them were extremely grateful and told me to tell you as a congregation, thank you very much for your generosity. So God bless you for your generosity, and know that those people were very, very grateful for the gifts that they received. Well, December 25th is behind us, and we stand on the verge of turning the page on the calendar, but also on the verge of a brand new year, 2021. Perhaps you're sitting here this morning and in your mind you're thinking, I just can't wait till 2020 is over. Because maybe it didn't feel or seem like a good year. Well, let me gently remind you and myself that we have much to be grateful for, even in the face of all that's going on in the world around us today. You know, if we made a list of everything we have to be thankful for throughout this past year, I believe it will be a quite lengthy list. So let's be very mindful of God's abundant blessings that He has showered down upon us so generously, and He continues to shower down upon us. Being thankful or grateful, I believe, is a big part of being on the road to rejoicing. The definition of rejoice is to be glad, to take delight in. Be glad in the birth of Jesus Christ. Jesus' birth, death, and resurrection from the dead has made it possible for the salvation of our souls from the pit of hell. Continuing to celebrate the birth of Jesus is something we should do year-round. And it should create in our hearts an incredible joy. Rejoice. Rejoice. Why? This is Galatians 4, verses 4 to 7. But when the time had fully come, God sent His Son, born of a woman, born under law, to redeem those under law, that we might receive the full rights of sons. Because you are sons, God sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And since you are a son, God has made you also an heir. When the time had fully come, God sent His Son. Born of a woman, we all know that birth is a normal, natural thing. It's how we as human beings enter into the world. It's how we all came into this world. To be born is to be human. But this is what makes the birth of Jesus so amazing. Because in Jesus' birth, we see the incarnation of God as the second person of the Trinity. Jesus, God's Son, became a baby and was born into this world. Jesus didn't suddenly appear fully grown. He was born just like you and I. Luke 2:40a says, He grew and became strong. We know today from reading Scripture that Jesus experienced life as a human from birth, as He grew to adulthood, all the way to death. Death on a cross at the very hands of the ones that He came to save. As a baby, Jesus was fully dependent upon His earthly mother and father, Mary and Joseph. He relied on them to feed Him, to change Him, to teach Him, and to protect Him. He grew hungry, He grew tired, and He experienced trials and tests of human life on this earth, just like we do. Jesus knows what it's like to live in a broken and dark world. He knows. He knows. Paul goes on to say in Galatians 4:4b that Jesus was born under law. Paul is talking about what we call the Mosaic Law, the law that God gave to Moses. It's important because the law reflects the holiness and the character of God. It was helpful and good in that it showed the people what God was like and what God required in order for people to walk in fellowship with Him. But here's the problem. The law came directly from God, who is perfect in every way. Perfectly righteous, perfectly holy, perfectly moral and good. The law set such high standards that no human being could ever fulfill it or live it out. No human being could ever meet those standards of perfection. So to live under the law meant that you were continually, year after year, having to offer sacrifices for your sin and your failure to meet God's standards of righteousness, holiness, and goodness. That's what Jesus was born into. Paul continues on in Galatians 4:5, explaining why Jesus came to earth, to redeem those under the law that we might receive the full rights of sons and daughters. The word redeem means to buy back. In 1 Corinthians 6, Paul tells us, you are not your own, you were bought at a price. Paul is saying the reason Jesus was born of a woman, born under the law, was so he can redeem you and I. Jesus is born just like you and I. He comes into this world under the law, this perfect standard of God's righteousness and holiness from God. He experiences all of the effects of sin in this world. He sees suffering and injustice in this world. He sees the effects that sin has on people. And it breaks his heart. It breaks his heart. Understand this. He's in the same world that we're in. This world is full of sin and darkness. And not only that, the Bible tells us he was tempted just like you and I. Matthew, Mark, and Luke all tell of the experience of Jesus being led into the desert by Satan, where he was tempted 40 days and 40 nights. And then in Hebrews 4:15, we read this. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. Jesus was tempted in his humanity, but Jesus never sinned. Instead, he fulfills the law completely. He obeys it to the T. He meets God's perfect standards, something that we can never do. Jesus does this for our sake. He does this on our behalf. And sitting here today, we know the whole story and why he did this. Jesus' whole purpose for coming as a baby was to eventually die for our sins. Rejoice. Rejoice. Get the big picture here. Jesus meets God's standards of perfection, perfect holiness. None of us ever have or ever will. We all stand before God guilty and deserving of punishment for our sins. Jesus isn't guilty. He's without sin and perfectly righteous before God. But he goes to the cross because he's going to take the punishment for our sin. He's going to the cross to shed his blood and endure the wrath of God in our place. He endures the punishment for our sin, the punishment that we should have received. But when we come to faith in Jesus through his amazing grace, we receive forgiveness for our sins. We receive forgiveness because Jesus has paid our debt in full. Rejoice! Rejoice, brothers and sisters! Our sin has been taken care of. But there's still this matter of us not being righteous or holy in and of ourselves. Look at Galatians 4, 5b. Jesus redeemed us or bought us back so that we might receive the full rights of sons and daughters. Almighty God, Creator God, God the Father, supernaturally takes all of Christ's righteousness and his holiness and his perfect obedience to the law. Now get this. Get this. He places that in our account. And then he says, all of my son Jesus' righteousness is now yours. All of his obedience and holiness is now yours. In Christ alone, by Christ's perfect obedience, you have received the salvation of your soul from the pit of hell. Rejoice. Can somebody say amen? Now, when God sees you, he doesn't see your sin. No, he sees the righteousness and the holiness that Jesus paid for you. Rejoice. And now, because you are now righteous and holy, what happens? What happens? God adopts you into his family as a son or a daughter. Galatians 4, 6 and 7. Because you are sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into your hearts. The Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son and a daughter. And since you are a son or a daughter, God has made you also an heir. My friends, this is what Christmas is all about. God's plan of redemption. God's plan to buy us back. It's about Jesus coming and doing what we could never do, live a perfect life. It's about Jesus doing everything that needs to be done to not only take people who were slaves to sin and slaves to unrighteousness and buy them back, but also doing everything that is needed to be done so we can stand before God as if we had never sinned. Is that amazing? Is that good news? Rejoice. Rejoice. It's about Jesus, God's Son, coming as a man in order to be tempted as a man so he could overcome sin and temptation as a man and perfectly obey God's law as a man, and then die as a man in order to redeem, forgive, justify, and save mankind. This is good news that should jolt us. It should awaken us. It should stir within our hearts an incredibly deep spirit of worship. It should cause us to fall down and worship the one true and living God. It should fill us with amazement. It should fill us with wonder and awe. It should humble us. Isaiah 9 tells us that the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be in his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. In Luke chapter 2, verses 22 to 40, we have the account of Mary and Joseph taking Jesus to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. The Bible tells us that Simeon, a righteous and a devout man, was waiting for the consolation of Israel. The Holy Spirit was upon him, and it was revealed to him that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. The Holy Spirit moved him to go to the temple, and when Jesus was brought in by his parents, Simeon took baby Jesus in his arms and praised God. I wonder what Simeon was thinking. What was he thinking when he was holding Jesus? What was he experiencing? Do you think he was rejoicing? Well, this is what Simeon said. Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people, Israel. There was also a prophetess, Anna, who never left the temple but worshiped day and night, fasting and praying. She came up to Mary and Joseph, and the Bible says she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. I believe that both Simeon and Anna were filled with joy and thanksgiving, and they also were filled with a deep sense of peace when they saw Jesus. Rejoice. Rejoice because as the nails were being driven into Jesus' hands and he was being lifted up on the cross, that's when Jesus was saying, Merry Christmas to you and me. The gift that he gave to us wasn't wrapped in nice paper and placed under a tree. It was covered with blood and hung on a tree. Instead of ribbon, there were nails. Instead of a bow, there was a crown of thorns. That's what we celebrated a few short days ago, the greatest gift ever given. And because of that gift from God, Paul says that now we are no longer slaves in Galatians 4:7. We're no longer slaves, but we are sons and daughters of God. We are children of God. Now, a one-year subscription to the Jelly of the Month Club might be a gift that gives all year. But to be called a child of God, not only be called one, but to be one. To be one. That's indescribable. Nothing compares to that. To be in Christ, to be a child of God means that you are forgiven. It means you can stand before God justified, righteous, and holy because we have the righteousness of God Himself that was made possible only by the shed blood of Jesus Christ. It means I have the gift of eternal life and that I am a recipient of all of God's promises. It means that if I'm still alive when Christ returns, I will meet him in the air and will be with him forever and ever. It means I'm no longer living in darkness. It means I'm not stumbling around, thinking wrongly, hiding from God and living in shame. No, I've been set free. The light of Jesus shines all around me. It shines upon me. It shines in me. And it should be shining through me. What about you? Because of the greatest gift ever given, I am rejoicing, filled with joy and filled with peace. Rejoice. Rejoice. Please join me in prayer. Almighty God, we do indeed thank you and rejoice in the fact that you sent your Son Jesus into this world to save us from our sins. Thank you that you gave us that precious gift. And I pray that you would help us to understand exactly what that means, what that gift means. Help us to understand what we have received through Jesus Christ's birth, death, and resurrection from the dead. That we can stand before you now, holy, righteous, and justified, only because of what Jesus has done for us. And as we continue our celebration of Christmas, I pray, Father God, that you would continue to work in our hearts, changing us, transforming us, and filling us with a joy that we can be rejoicing in the fact that we are your sons and daughters. So I ask for your blessing upon us today, and I ask all these things in the precious and powerful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come, that hath received her King, and every heart preparing room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and joy to the earth, the Savior reigns, and men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy,
thank you this morning for your kind attention, and may God richly bless you as you go from here today, remembering what Jesus did for you, and be filled with joy and rejoicing. Would you stand for this parting benediction? Children of God, go rejoicing, for like Anna and Simeon, our eyes have seen the salvation God offers to us through His Son, Jesus Christ. God bless you. Go filled with joy and peace. You're dismissed. God bless you.